Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's where you get the first look at all of the upcoming guests, as well as our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcasts and all of the op-eds that we are rolling out each week. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We greatly appreciate that as well. I'm thrilled to have on the line with me John Caldera. He is the president of the Independence Institute. And he is, one of those guys that was really on the forefront out there fighting for lower or limited government and to lower our taxes and for people to be able to go after their American dreams. So, John Caldera, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
So I have several things I'd like to talk with you about, but the first thing, I need your help in explaining something that I got incorrect. I hate to say that I was incorrect, but if we are...
I can't believe it.
If we're incorrect, we want to get it right. And I had gone through a presentation that you had made that explained that the Trump tax cuts really were not passed on to Coloradans, but I did not do a good job in explaining that. So help me, help my listeners understand that, John Caldera.
I think first it's important to understand that here in Colorado, we have grown part of our culture to believe that when we raise taxes, that we should have a vote of that, that people should approve whether or not they want their own taxes to go up. And it's part of the taxpayer bill of rights, and it's really become part of Colorado culture. We like this. This is a good thing. When government's going to grow, we want to have some say in it. The problem is that our state government loves to raise our taxes, and our local governments too, love to raise our taxes without asking us. And they do that in all sorts of wonderful ways. Mostly they do it by raising what they call fees. So they just redo something that is that they call fees. So instead of raising taxes, they raise fees, and under Tabor, you don't have to ask for fees. And then there was something else that happened. Well, actually, I should tell you that you pay so much more in fees, billions of dollars more in fees. There's a hospital provider fee. There's a faster fee. So there's a bed tax and a car tax and a bridge tax and mill levy tax, all which we now pay over the years that we never voted for. And then there's one other thing. When Donald Trump lowered our federal taxes, we all thought that was a really good idea, and it overall is a great idea. But it turned out to be a massive tax revenue for the state of Colorado. And it sounds a little counterintuitive. Here's how it works. Colorado has a flat tax rate. It's 4.63%. And if you ever do your Colorado taxes, it tells you to go to your federal tax form first, and at the bottom of the page it says take your federal taxable income, the bottom of the first form, and put it at the top of our state form, and then multiply that by 4.63%. Well, when Donald Trump changed our tax code, that federal taxable income number in aggregate, it's different for different people, but in aggregate actually went up. Why? Because a lot of deductions were disallowed. That's not a problem on your federal income tax because you're applying that to a much lower tax rate. So in order for it to be revenue neutral in Colorado, the legislature should have lowered our tax rate to match the cut in the federal tax rate. But they didn't do that. And because they didn't do that, Colorado is going to get hundreds of millions of dollars more a year. That is the state budget. So in aggregate, Coloradans are paying more in state taxes because of the Donald Trump tax cut. That's why we at the Independence Institute are putting something on the ballot this year to lower our flat tax rate just a little bit. One, we could use the boost. We could use to something to energize our economy. But more importantly, the sneakiness by which they turned a good federal tax cut into a basic tax increase in Colorado is just devious. Jerry Sonnenberg, who's a state senator, put forward a bill to lower the tax rate, and it didn't even make it out of committee. So in other words, they knew they wanted more tax money. And I'm just getting tired of folks under that gold dome taking more of our money without asking.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I understand this now so that I get it right for my listeners. So under the Trump tax cut, they took away a number of the deductions, but yet didn't they raise the standard deduction significantly?
They did raise this standard deduction significantly. That's correct. But in aggregate, remember, we're looking at thing about all Coloradans, on average, still people are, that number is going up.
Okay.
And in fact, it's resulting in up to $900 million more to the state.
Wow. Okay. So what happens then is with the Trump tax cuts, a number of the deductions went away. So that number at the bottom of the federal tax form might in aggregate was higher for Coloradans, but yet the federal rate, tax rate had gone down. So that's where you get the tax cut. Then what you're saying, that number at the bottom of the form, on the federal form, goes over to the top of the Colorado form. And to make things actually work the way they should have, Colorado should have lowered our tax rate. They did not, so they received millions and millions of more money. And that is why the Independence Institute says, you know what, if that's the case, then let's lower income taxes. That seems to make perfect sense to me, John Caldera.
I'm looking at the forecast from the Legislative Council. They suggest that in about 5 years, this is going to be bringing in $877.9, to be exact, million dollars in more tax money to the state. Now, keep in mind, it's not just about this one little trick that they use, because, man, they are so good at raising our taxes without asking. Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump's tax cut actually meant a tax windfall for the state of Colorado. But beyond that, this last session, they passed something called House Bill 1420. 1420 got rid of what some people call a bunch of tax loopholes, which is a nice thing to sound. But what they really did was they disallowed a lot of deductions for business losses. And it was a whole host of small tax changes, which result in about $200 million more in tax revenue coming to the state. Now, I don't think losing a lot of these tax loopholes were a bad idea. Some of them I very much disagree with. But then again, they did this so that they could raise taxes without voter approval. A couple of years ago, they passed the hospital provider fee. What's the hospital provider fee? It is a bed tax on every hospital stay. So when people are the sickest, they pay more to stay in the hospital. Now, how devious is this? This one just really, really angers me. They wrote into the law that when you go to the hospital and you're now paying an extra tax to go to be in that hospital bed, that extra charge cannot appear on your hospital bill. So it's written in a way so you don't even know that you're being taxed more while you're in the hospital. It is incorporated in your bill. And this way, when you get your hospital bill and you freak out at how expensive it is, who are you going to be angry with? You're going to be angry at the hospital, and not the people who make the charge. It's really devious stuff. Last year, there was a bill to correct that and make it transparent. And over the years, I've screamed, and every liberal I've talked to agreed, oh, well, yeah, of course it should be transparent. When it push came to shove to change the law, no Democrat would vote for it. It didn't get out of committee. So it's this kind of stuff that we've got to do something about, and that's why voting to lower our tax rate from 4.63 down to 4.55, which is a small tax cut, to help invigorate our economy and to help people keep more of their own money, is important. It's also important for a companion initiative that will be on the ballot with us, which says if the state's going to play this little fee game on any fee more than $100 million a year, they have to ask us permission first. That's all. These are important, simple little reforms that I hope everyone supports this fall.
Well, you know, it really is just about good manners or consent. That if, in fact, these PBIs, these politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties want to tax us more, they just need to have the good manners to ask us. And I think that most Coloradans would agree with that, John Caldera.
You would think so. But they've done such a good job demonizing the taxpayer bill of rights. Now, for those who don't know, there's a lot of people coming to Colorado since 1992, so I can understand if they don't understand the history behind it. Colorado had a practice in the 80s of raising taxes and raising taxes and raising taxes. And finally, people had enough, and we passed the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And you use the exact right word. It's consent. And those who dislike Tabor dislike consent. Under Tabor, Coloradans can have the largest government in the world. Every socialist can have whatever they want. You can go into debt until your great-great-great-great-grandchildren are broke. All you have to do is ask for consent. That's it. But the left despises financial consent. They despise consensual taxation. And so they keep finding these ways around it, and they want to destroy Tabor. And our courts have done a wonderful job in helping them do just that.
Okay, John Caldera, president of the Independence Institute. We're talking about some questions that will be on the ballot, very important questions about keeping more of our money and also making government have better manners and have them being accountable. So let's go to break. When we come back, we will continue the conversation with John Caldera. Before we do that, though, I want to say thank you to a new partner of mine, and that is Castlegate Knives. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado. And they offer all kinds of custom knives, unique folders, and fixed blades from the world's greatest makers. And they're not your average knife shop. I've been out there. It is really impressive. They have knives for collectors. They have great kitchen knives. I gave a great wedding gift of some beautiful steak knives from France. And so where other stores carry all the same old boring production knives, they carry unique custom knives from local Colorado makers and other top bladesmiths from around the world. So be sure and check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. This is Kim Munson. We'll be right back with John Caldera. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there where you'll get the first look at all of our new guests, our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast for the week, as well as our guest op-eds for that week as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We would greatly appreciate that. On the line with me is John Caldera. He is the president of the Independence Institute, and they are on the forefront of standing for everyday, hardworking Coloradans, trying to protect our wallets, trying to protect our freedoms. And it is a tall order these days here in Colorado, John Caldera.
Well, it really is. I tell you, growing up in Colorado, Colorado was special, and you don't quite get it when you're a kid. But there was this feeling in Colorado of respect for liberty, this kind of respect for you do what you want to do, I do what I want to do. We both are working on our own dreams and plans, and we have the freedom to make our own decisions. And that's been replaced by this Californian culture of our job is to make decisions for other people. And I find it really sad. Let me just remind your listeners that they should go every day to CompleteColorado.com. We do a news service. We aggregate the statewide news every day at CompleteColorado.com, have our own investigative reporters. It's completely free, so you'll never run into a paywall, but it's just a good way to get all the big news stories of the day and know what's going on. And always check out our website for the Independence Institute. It's just thinkfreedom.com. because we really do want people to think freedom before they act. And before we want our politicians to vote yay or nay on bills, think freedom. I don't think Colorado is gone. I think what we're going through right now is this terrible aberration. But if we don't turn it around quickly, Colorado will be California, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, you know, in Coloradans, I did not grow up in Colorado, but I got here as fast as I could. And it was because of the rugged, individualistic spirit of Colorado. And so we are in a big tussle, as you mentioned, between big government and you know, making government bigger and bigger and bigger, or having people get into office or make decisions to make government smaller and smaller. And that's more difficult because people like to look to government to get other people's money to do the stuff that they want them to do. But I don't think Colorado is lost yet either. And in fact, I think the veil is off on what these policies are. And I think a lot of Coloradans are looking at this saying, you know what, I don't think I like it. And, you know, the fact that Governor Polis did not protect the people's house for 2 months, it sat down there just desecrated and defaced, I think can also show maybe the disrespect that he has for everyday hardworking Coloradans. And so I think the veil is off. I think it's a real opportunity.
It certainly tells you who he responds to, which was, do you protect the people's property and hack off the liberals and the wild progressives that are encouraged by this? And it really showed who he's scared of. You know, I can't imagine. I've known Jared for years. I'm sure he doesn't want the place destroyed, but he couldn't stand up to his own team. It's terrible what's going on in downtown Denver. It's terrible what's happening in San Francisco. It's terrible what's happening on the West Coast, and it's coming to Colorado. And to have a governor who won't stand up and enforce the law, well, that's your job. The buck stops with him, and he could have stopped that. I can't imagine that previous governors, Republicans and Democrats, would have ever allowed it. I drive by it every day, and it sickens me. It just absolutely sickens me.
Well, the last time we did one of our rallies, I remember standing on the west steps and looking up at the a statue of the Union soldier. And I just, you know, I looked at it. I kind of took it for granted. There's a lot of things that I've taken for granted that I'm not going to in the future. But, you know, they toppled that. I drove by the Capitol yesterday, and the pedestal that statue was on, it's been defaced. And I'm really astonished. Now, apparently they're cleaning it up now, but it's the taxpayers that are going to be paying for that. It's not going to be those that did the damage. And, you know, ideally, in true justice, is the people that damaged the property should have to pay for the property. Anyway.
One arrest. From what I understand, there was only one arrest from all of that, which means you do it by impunity. And it's not just that. If your listeners are, you know, don't work in downtown Denver, they're not seeing it. They're not seeing the shanties that are being built up. I drive by the little tent cities that are popping up. And while they're meant to look like they're just the homeless who are there, and that's sad enough, you look and you realize, no, there's a different character there. There are people who are there to cause trouble. There are people there from Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street types, and they're there to cause trouble. And as this election season goes on, I wouldn't be surprised if more trouble happens. And it's sad.
Well, I drove by the Brown Palace yesterday. I thought I'll just drive around downtown just to get an idea on. And one thing that somebody had mentioned to me, which I find so interesting, is that the city and county building has not been touched. And I just find that kind of interesting. We continue to bring that up. But I drove by the Brown Palace, you know, this beautiful jewel in downtown Denver. And there's still boards behind the windows. The windows have been broken. And, you know, I think we have a clear choice here this next election season. Are we going to vote for those who stand down and let this destruction and this defacement of property happen and continue to foment division? Or are we going to elect people that want everyday people to be able to go after their American dream and prosper and thrive? I mean, I think there's a clear decisions to be made this next election cycle, John Caldera.
Well, it's this election cycle, but it's every election cycle. And it's a decision of what we want our future to be. You know, Colorado was special, and I get it. As people are leaving downtown and with COVID, people are staying in their houses. They might not be seeing it, and they just watch it on television. There's a pizza place I go to almost every day, grab a slice of pizza for lunch. And I now have to walk in the street in order to avoid the people who are sleeping on the sidewalks. The trash that is mounting, the needles, the vomit, the feces, the bottles. And this was our city. And we've just given it up. And I don't know if we'll ever get it back. You know, we're old enough to remember what New York City was like before Giuliani cleaned it up and in the 70s, and how awful that was. Is that what we want Colorado to be? You know, it's a decision we need to make. They're doing this for a reason, and a lot of this problem will go away, I say, 30 seconds after Donald Trump is unelected. Is that what they're doing this for? Are we going to stand for that? Are we going to be played like that? And why won't our leaders do something about this? Now, I feel sorry because the police are being baited, and mm-hmm. that's what we're doing with this, and I feel terrible about that. But the governor should take responsibility. It was his responsibility, plain and simple.
And we need to hold these representatives. I'm not calling them elected officials anymore. They're supposed to be representatives of the people, and we need to hold them accountable. We've got about 3 minutes, and there was one other thing that we wanted to make sure that people understood, and that was regarding Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights, TABOR, and that how the courts have been used to try to circumvent it and gut it. So explain that, John Caldera.
Yeah, real fast. The Colorado courts have been able to reinterpret the Taxpayer Bill of Rights over its 25-plus years, and they've really weakened it. You know, Colorado, as we already mentioned, TABOR says if you're going to raise taxes, you can do so, but you have to ask for consent. The Colorado Supreme Court said if you call a tax increase a fee, then you don't need to ask for consent. Likewise, when we go into debt, we have to ask for permission. So the state or your local government must ask for permission to go into debt. Well, the Supreme Court of Colorado said you don't have to go ask for consent if you call debt a certificate of participation, what's known as a COP or a COP. And what is a certificate of participation? It's a fancy way of saying debt. Basically, instead of having a 20-year bond, you have 21-year bonds. So you have debt that is 1 year long and an agreement to do it 20 times over. And they say that gets around TABOR. TABOR says that if you want government to keep that excess revenue, the money above the TABOR limit, above population growth and inflation, you have to ask the people. And you can keep that money for up to 4 years. Well, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that 4 years shall be interpreted as forever. And so now 80% plus of all of our municipalities have permanently debruced. That is, they have permanently said, we're going to keep all the excess money. So if we bring in these huge windfalls, we don't have to give it back. And we'll just continue to make our budget grow and grow and grow. And that's what they've been trying to do to the state. But fortunately, they've never been able to get the people to agree to a permanent debrucing. So what a shame. So the courts have weakened TABOR until it's just a skeleton of what it once was. and we need to protect it. You and I have been talking about keeping Colorado from turning into California. There are two wildly important foundations of policy we need to protect. One is our taxpayer bill of rights. Inside the taxpayer bill of rights is also our flat tax rate. And they have wanted to kill that forever. They want a progressive income tax system so we can be much more like New York or California, where we punish people who are more successful and chase them out of the state.
And Governor Cuomo just recently, I guess, was pleading for the millionaires and billionaires to come back.
Yeah, it's nice to say, please come back. He actually said, please come back, I'll buy you lunch. You know, I tell you what, instead of buying them lunch, lower their taxes and they come back. You know, if you're in Colorado and there was a tax proposal that fortunately did not make it to the ballot, which was going to double the income tax rate for the most productive Coloradans. Well, if you're a business being taxed at that rate, if you're a successful individual at that rate, why would you stay in Colorado when you could just go up north and pay no income tax, or go to Texas and pay no income tax, or go to Florida and pay no income tax? That's why there's an exodus coming out of New York and an exodus coming out of California, because policies matter.
Well, policies really do matter. So final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners, John Caldera?
I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help this fall energizing our economy by lowering our taxes. There will be a tax cut on the ballot, and it will keep our tax rate a flat tax rate. It will fight back against all these taxes you never voted for and help return a little bit of that money back to you. So I hope you'll vote for that, and I hope you'll vote to require a popular vote on any fee increase. And it's time to start taking back and going on offense. And that's exactly what we're doing. So please get involved. Go to thinkfreedom.org. That's thinkfreedom.org. And help take back Colorado.
Well, I'm with you, John Caldera. So thank you so much. And again, that is thinkfreedom.org, thinkfreedom.org. And be sure and check out Complete Colorado as well. John Caldera, thank you so much.